And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup here on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time talking fishing with a man, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. We are having all kinds of fun and talking so much good fishing, man. There is a lot to be going on right now, and it's just a weird feeling. I don't know if the season is upon us, if the season never ended, if the season is ending or beginning. It's just good fishing, and we're talking about it, and we want to talk about it with you. If you want to give us a call during the second hour, there's two ways that you can do that. The only line that has an open phone line right now, that's our toll-free number. It's toll-free, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. It's open right now, and your best opportunity to get through if you want to talk to Captain Mike. Also in the second hour, there's going to be plenty of chances on our local line. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. It's full right now, but there's going to be plenty of shots for you to get through there. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Mike, but, man, we're giving away such a killer prize. And thank you again to Mike for doing so. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on the Tribute. We're giving away a one-day pass to get to go fishing with Mike and the boys. Coming up this year going to be a great opportunity. So, with that said, let's jump into the phones. They are jam-packed. We're going to talk to Gary, who's calling us from Colorado Springs. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, Rick, and hi, Mike.
Good morning.
I wanted to say a couple things about the Tribute. I'm a little familiar with that boat. I remember fishing on that boat back in the late 60s, early 70s. And what a special boat you have. Riding low to the water, plenty of room on deck for fishing. Anybody would be lucky to have an opportunity to fish on such a wonderful boat.
Oh, thank you.
Well said.
And I just don't recall whether or not you have open berthing or whether or not you have staterooms. And then can you tell the listeners how you'd like to see them geared up for June-type fishing if they come out on a one-day trip?
You know, as far as the layout in the bunk room, pretty standard. Yeah, there's an entrance on each side. Our outboard bunks are slightly bigger than our inboard bunks, but everything's individual. Everything has a privacy curtain on it. The bunk room is air-conditioned. We do have two staterooms up the side, which usually are either reserved for maybe a charter master on a charter or people that have any kind of a knee or back injury that makes going up and down the bunk room stairs any kind of an issue. Our bunk room, I mean, I've slept in the staterooms. I've slept downstairs. Usually, in most cases, it's almost too cold, which is great. And, having a curtain and just being able to get in there, get tucked away, and, not have to lay next to somebody. You don't share any bunks. There's nobody standing on top of you, and none of our bunks are, in a point where you're going to have to step on somebody. You can climb up into the top bunk or one of the other ones. But everything's individual, and like I said, everything's got a curtain on it. The staterooms are up deck level and up the side. But like I said, great. We've had, in some cases, we did the Friends of Rollo trip earlier this year, and we had some of the wounded vets or the wounded warriors on the boat. One of them was in a wheelchair and had no problem getting up there, getting in the stateroom, and having a very enjoyable trip. So That definitely something we're going to keep around. We might change one of the staterooms into another head, but we're going to keep one of the bigger staterooms, at least for that kind of instance.
That's awesome. Now, what about tackle? I know you just said it's very difficult because the fish is varied so much, but going fishing with you in June, what's some tackle that would be appropriate to bring to make sure we're set up right?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's... If you had asked, 6 or 7 years ago, it would have been a no-brainer. You know, if you're going to bring one rod, it would be a 25-pound setup or, anything from 15 to 40-pound. But, it's 20 to 130-pound. You can't with the way this bluefin is, and Rick and I were just talking about that big bluefin right before we went back on the air, but you have to have it. We hold a ton of rod. We have a ton of rod storage. I think we hold 210 rods or something crazy like that. So in most cases, as long as everybody doesn't bring 10 rods, rod storage isn't an issue. And you're going to have to bring a lighter setup, something in the 20-pound range. Fluorocarbon, we do keep soft steel ultra on the boat. We do have, if you don't have it, we can probably supply you with it. But 20 to 30-pound setups are pretty much standard for that time of year. And then you're going to have to bring a few heavier setups just to make sure you have your bases covered, maybe a 40-pound jig stick, a 50- or 60-pound rod, and then bring one heavy rod just because we don't know anymore. It's that big bluefin can show up at any given time. It doesn't seem to go anywhere. So you have to be geared accordingly for it.
I'll tell you one of the great things about Mike and the Tribute, Gary, is they do such a good job of, you know, Mike's great about calling into Let's Talk Hookup and letting us know what's going on at the time. They do a really good job updating their social media, Facebook page, and things like that. So they're going to help get you dialed in as it gets closer. Just like you said, the seasons have been so crazy that who's to say? I mean, you might need a 130-pound rig because we're fishing big giant bluefins, or you might need a 25-pound rig for catching kelp patty yellowtails come June. So I would just say the best thing to do is a week or two out, you know, get a hold of Mike, get a hold of the landing, and get things, you know, further dialed in, because the fishing has just been too good to call it one way or the other.
Well, thanks very much. And as I said earlier, I'm familiar a little bit with the boat. I haven't been on it in a long time. Thanks for all your information.
Thanks, Gary.
No problem.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, I want to remind you, a very fun event coming up. It's the 6th annual Bay Bass Seminar at Dana Landing. It's next Sunday, a week from today, February the 18th, from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Obviously kicking off at 7 a.m. with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great time. We're going to be joined, both Pete and I, by Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters and Gene Estabrook from East County Bait and Tackle. Then from 9:30 to 10:30, there's the Ultimate Calico Bass and Inshore Seminar with a question and answer panel from Benny Florentino, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, Afrin Abutin from War Baits, and Matt Moyer from the Ballast Point Fishing Team. Then at 11, Afrin Abutin from War Baits is going to be doing a really cool beginner kayak fishing seminar. There's going to be killer lunch sure from Rory from Traeger Grills. He's going to be serving up fresh lunch, and there's going to be a beer tasting from Ballast Point Brewing. And a very, very cool thing, and I know we mentioned it yesterday, but I want to say again, a big hats off to Steve Pinard from Dana Landing for spearheading this. If you sign up or renew your CCA membership, you get a $40 gift card to Dana Landing. Now, it costs $30 to sign up for CCA. So if you spend $30, you're then going to get handed a $40 gift card to Dana Landing. So you're basically getting paid $10 to join CCA, and it's something that we should all be doing anyways. And if you sign up for a lifetime membership, you get any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. So it's a very, very cool opportunity. Going to be a great time. There's tons of people that are going to be there displaying Rapala and 13 Fishing, War Baits and Salty Crew, Blue Seas Fabrication. The list goes on and on of people that are going to be there displaying and attending. It's going to be a really fun event. Again, next Sunday, February 18th at Dana Landing, starting off with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. It is going to be an awesome day, really good information, and then Dana throws down with a really, really good sale. It is definitely not one that you want to miss. Hey, phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back into them, this time talking to Rich, calling us from Bradley. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. The thing that inspired me to call in this morning was I wanted to be first in line to wish Rick a happy birthday, but I kind of got shuffled around in the rotation to where that didn't come to fruition. So the next click on the calendar would be Valentine's Day. So I'm going to wish you and Dallas a happy Valentine's Day and hope that all clicks for you.
Wow, thanks, buddy.
And then the other thing that was on my agenda was I just got through talking about the 130-pound gear. Like most anglers, I'm pretty well equipped with anywhere from 12 to 40-pound class stuff. And the 130-pound gear has just kind of been like is something that a little bit out of reach for me for the moment, and because I just couldn't see it being a regular tool that I would be having at my disposal for. You just don't expect this kind of tuna fishing that we've been having.
Sure.
So I'm wondering, how much of that kind of gear do you keep on the boat? Or would I need to rent it ahead of time for just a one-day trip? Or would I maybe be better off just getting on one of the sponsored trips? maybe give me the inside baseball on that one.
You know, I think this has caught a lot of people off guard, including some of the landings. Our landing has started to gear up. I mean, they have great rental gear.
Shimano.
Mm-hmm. Some of the Shimano two speeds and some of the gear that you can rent at the landing itself is top notch. We do Akuma is one of our big sponsors as well as Seeker, and we do have loaner gear. In most cases, if we're fishing the kite or the yummy flyer, we have the gear for you, and we can get you set up. Usually, in most cases, if you don't have a rod or if you don't have any gear that size, either we can supply it or you can definitely get it at the landing. It's funny because Rick and I were just talking about that. I mean, we were just actually talking about what, you know, the fact that what was good 10 years ago was, I mean, it was a no-brainer. But it happened to go out, and trying to say how long this is going to last and whether it's worthwhile to pick up, you know, a $1,000 setup or not, it's got it. That's a tough one.
Yeah,
and it looks like it wouldn't hurt.
I get it.
You know, the other thing about that is that you pick it up for that one trip, and then by the time the tuna come back around again with the advances in technology, that stuff is out of date, just like the stuff we were using just a little while ago already is.
I don't know. I still have some Penn International 50 wides that work pretty darn good.
But I get what you're saying. Big Fish tackle is the worst tackle to buy. And I see it in the tackle store all the time, and I sympathize with people trying to make that decision. And it's great that boats like you and Landings now, I know C4 Sport Fishing and a Fisherman's Landing as well, are starting to offer, you know, we call it premium rental tackle. It's
yep.
Talica 2 speeds. It's Calstar Graphiters. It's Seeker rods. It's things like that. And The worst part about Big Fish gear is it is the most expensive to buy, and let's face it, you use it the least often. So, Rich, I completely understand, and you just got to weigh out budget, how often you want to go, how much you like to have that thing tricked out, or you ride on great boats like the Tribute that have that gear provided, and you know you put your fishing dollars more towards, you know, that Trinidad 20 that you know you're going to use all the time. So you just kind of let budget dictate. Maybe you find a killer deal on the right Shimano at the Fred Hall show and you decide to pull the trigger that way. But, you know, the beauty of it is you don't have to buy that $1,000 outfit when you go on good boats and ride with good landings. It can provide it for as a rental, you know, because, like you say, hopefully this Big Fish is around forever, but you never know. It's just a shot you got to take. Rich, I really appreciate the kind words, buddy. Thanks very much, and thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's head on down to El Salto. We're going to Pete Gray, who's calling us from the water on the sat phone. What's up, Pete?
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Mike. How's
morning,
the show
Pete.
Going?
Show's going great. Phones are packed up. We're talking all things Tribute, and there was, you know, local bluefins caught again yesterday. We're having a great time, but how's the green bass fishing?
The greenback fishing is El Salto typical. It's pretty awesome. I'm here with my brother-in-law, John Textoris, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, and he is giving it to him early morning this morning. He gave it to him with the Senko, and we caught a bunch on the dart white fluke, and didn't really get too much of a topwater bite this morning, but the fluke is kind of a topwater bait anyway. And then we started getting into a crankbait bite that was really good, and fish up to 5 pounds. We're fishing with Hector at the recommendation of Brandon, and Hector's awesome, and all the stuff that Brandon told us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle there was so true about what to bring and what not to bring, et cetera. But right now we're fishing the fishing plastics because it's kind of after 9 o'clock and sun's high, and so we're going to fish the plastics, a little more crankbait stuff, and then head in for lunch about 11 o'clock and then a little siesta, and then back out on the lake till dark. But we were
so cool.
Running in the dark in the morning this morning, and it was really, really good right there first thing.
That's so awesome. Well, what a cool experience. And I know getting to go down with the Cast Tours group last year, had an absolute blast doing the same thing you are. You're in for such a treat. And how cool is it just knowing that fishing is at any time you make a cast, you could be hooking a double-digit fish with any type of lure presentation. That's what's so crazy about El Salto.
No doubt about it. Yeah, and the cool thing is a 5-pounder is like nothing. It's like, oh yeah, nice one, big 5-pounder, you know. But it's such a great fish. And the other thing too, we're staying at Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge. We flew into Culiacan from Tijuana. We crossed the cross border express yesterday. Piece of cake. flew right into Culiacan, got up to the lodge about 7 o'clock, 7:15 last night, and you know, food is great. Billy Chapman Jr., who's running the lodge right now for his dad, does a great job. It's a real home Mexican, like at home kind of place. You know,
right.
16 anglers with it. We're filling the place up. You know, it's like a family atmosphere, and you know, we're fishing from small pongas, which are amazingly comfortable. I mean, to me, this is more comfortable than a bass boat, actually. It's just super roomy and plenty of room for all your stuff, and just a really well-run operation. And of course, Castman doing a great job hosting the trip along with me. So lots to come. We've got today, tomorrow, the next day. Then we fish actually a half day on Wednesday morning, fly back on Wednesday evening, and so we'll get 3.5 days of fishing down here at this beautiful El Salto. The other thing about El Salto is it's an incredible bird sanctuary. I mean, it is just like ospreys everywhere and herons and just an amazing nature tour here as we cross the lake, but certainly the focus is on the green bass, and there's plenty of them in this lake for sure, whether you're a beginner or intermediate or an advanced angler. This is the place if you want to go bass fishing, no doubt about it. Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge, it's called El Salto Lodge, and they have a great website, elsaltolodge.com, so check it out.
Awesome, Pete. Well, that sounds great. We wish you the very best of luck. I'm glad to hear you guys having such a great time, and wish John and Cass and Harold and all the boys in your group good luck from us, and if you catch that 10-pounder, I'm expecting a sat phone update.
All right. Well, if we get one before the show's over today, otherwise we'll have to give you the update next weekend. Hey, thanks, Ricky, for covering for us. Mike, thanks for being there, and have a great show.
All right, Pete, thanks a lot. Enjoy your time. Have a blast and catch a bunch. We'll talk to you as soon as you get back in the studio next Saturday. All right, with that, it's also time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, Sketch Report sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel, which hold a great edge, and they're very easy to sharpen. They offer a wide variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's A-N-Z-A Knives.com. And let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Rick. Happy birthday, Ricky.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Dave.
Hey, guys, we're getting a few boats off the dock up here in our area, finally. You know, like you, Mike, been talking this morning, maintenance time. A lot of boats went down for maintenance this time of year, getting ready for the rockfish opener. But had a boat out of Pedro go over to Catalina day before yesterday, found some yellowtail that wanted to bite over there at the island. There's also some private boats that are catching a few sea bass on the backside of Catalina, but there's just not a lot of coverage up here. And like I heard you and Mike talking, I think, and I'm sure Mike feels the same way, that bluefin's probably somewhere between San Nick, the Cortez, the Tanner, Clemente, and the 43. And as soon as March 1st comes around, we're going to have a ton of coverage out there, and someone's going to stumble back into those bigger fish. But besides that, what's going on out here is there's plenty of squid over at Catalina. So if you go over there, you got a chance to catch all kinds of different fish on that squid. Along the beach, sculpin fishing is still pretty good up and down from landing to landing up and down the coast here. And then that Mustang yesterday went down below there and found a spot of that bluefin that wanted to bite. And it sounded like a lot of that quality fish, you know, 20 to 40 pound fish. So like we say every week, there is absolutely no reason to not go fishing.
You got to go. There's no doubt about it. And if you are going to go, you got to get hooked up with FishDope.com. Always great information. And if you want to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership, hook up now. All lowercase with no space. We'll do it for you. And, Dave, great report. We certainly appreciate you keeping us up to date. And, you know, you don't there just isn't a time to put the rods away when the fishing is as good as it is, especially this year. And if somebody wants to go fishing for you on that beautiful Big Hatteras, how do we do that?
You guys can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Check out my new website. See the trailer on there. Also, give me a call at 949-374-0786. Either way, we'll get you out there on the water. and pay attention to what's going to happen, because as soon as we go into this Fred Hall show, all holy heck's going to break loose like it always does.
I'm with you on that. And, you know, if there's one thing that showed last year, and I think it's going to be a lot more so this year because of how good the fishing's been the last couple of years, Fred Hall is when a lot of those dates to get to go fishing with guys like Mike Pritchard, with guys like you, get gobbled up. And I would highly, highly recommend, if you know you're going to go, you know you're wanting to go fishing, get your dates in now before the Fred Hall show happens, because that's when everything starts to get gobbled up. You know you're going to want to go fishing in July and August. Book your date right now. Do it before Fred Hall and slide in there, because things are not going to just hang around all year like they have in years past. This last year showed it, and with crazy good fishing, it's going to be exemplified. So get your spots in now.
That's a great idea. That's a good tip, because, yeah, we all book up really fast as soon as that monster bluefin shows up back in the count.
No doubt. Well, Dave, one more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to go fishing with you.
949-374-0786, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that, Dave. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Hey, it's time to talk about a place where it's always biting, and that's Point Loma Seafoods in San Diego, right next to the landings in Point Loma. They call it the freshest thing in town, and man, that is absolutely the case. We eat there, obviously, with the tackle shop all the time, and it's just impossible to go through the number of favorites down there. The shrimp tacos, the calamari plates, the killer sandwiches. And the thing about Point Loma Seafood is so much of it is fresh. It's fresh bread that day. It's fresh chips that day. The fish case speaks for itself, and the killer smoked fish and jerky and everything they do at Point Loma Seafoods, it is absolutely one of a kind. There's nothing like it. Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the landings in Point Loma. It's a must stop for your next trip.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Every single phone line into the building is full because they all want to talk to Mike, so we're going to do just that. We're going to jump right into the phones and start off with Tom, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. What's up, Tom? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, Rick and Mike. A couple questions, Mike. First of all, it seemed like last year with this bluefin, the big guys were already all around. And then later in the season, it seemed like some of that smaller grade bluefin showed up. And I guess that's what is down below the off of Colin at there right now, is that smaller grade. Has that smaller grade always been around, and or has it, you know, kind of filtered in as the season progressed? And then the second part of my question is, I know we were just talking about, you know, 130-pound outfits. Can you maybe talk about what you caught most of your fish on? Because I know 80-pound outfit, you know, I have that. And is that something that is way undergunned for the grade of bluefin that you are catching this year? And what are the chances if you hook something, you know, in that upper 100-pound range with an 80-pound outfit?
Great question.
As far as the grade of fish, that big fish is still around. Dave Hansen was talking about that. And it's so crazy that 1 week we're fishing all 100 to 200-pound plus bluefin in one area, let's say the 60-mile bank. The following week it's all smaller fish. I mean, the big fish is somewhere. It's down deep. It's feeding on squid. It's doing something. Same thing with that fish outside of Colinette. For a period of time, that was really good big fish fishing. Really good. I know the Pacific Queen and a couple of the other boats got in on some really good, I mean, really good days on that big grade fish. And then the next day, it's back to the 15 and 20-pound fish. Both of them are around. How that happens, what changes, as far as cycle, moon phase, whatever makes that small fish move in, big fish move out, I have no idea. I don't know if anybody could actually tell you that. I do know that big fish hasn't gone anywhere for the last several years, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time. Whether it's more boats running, getting out offshore, spotter plane finding it, that stuff's still around. And it's something that you do want to be geared up for as far as you know, this coming season. And you can land, I mean, 80-pound used to be heavy gear. I mean, heavy gear. On most long-range trips, when I was on the Excel, Intrepid, whatever, 80 and 100-pound was usually your heavy gear setup, and 130-pound was almost unheard of. But, I mean, you still had it just in case. You could be Ralph Michelson standing there with the 80-wide fish and 130-pound just because you want to have a shot at that 400-pounder. But, and this is an interesting debate, which fish pulls harder, yellowfin, bluefin. I think that the hook to land ratio on that big bluefin is lower than big yellowfin. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of 200-pound yellowfin landed. I've seen 300-pound yellowfin. I was there for the 445-pound yellowfin on the XL. Whatever it is about those big bluefin when they get up close to the boat, there's no such thing as too heavy a gear. Our kite gear, where we're fishing straight 150-pound or 200-pound to a 400-pound leader, you get one of those big bluefin up next to the boat. Those 200-pound fish, they get upright, they start shaking their head, and they chew through it. Their ability to get away in the last few moments is unreal. So you can get them on 80-pound. We had a lot of those mornings where we were fishing out on the 60-mile bank, and you'd go down and you'd say, "Hey, man, do you have anything heavier?" And the guy would look at you and go, "Well, I'm fishing 80-pound. That's heavy." And, well, when you have a chance at landing one of those 200-pound bluefin, and especially in the dark, and if you're fishing a flat fall, which seems to be the new ultimate jig to catch absolutely everything on, you really, having that heavier gear, having that peace of mind, is really handy. We got to a point where we were rigging up our flat falls. Like, you used to think a 100-pound leader would be heavy,
yeah,
and
sure.
And it's not. It's not anywhere close to, you get one of those big things, and some of the guys were getting bit off instantly. They'd get bit on the sink. The line would come tight, and these big bluefin are biting through 100-pound. They're biting through 200-pound. I mean, they have a crazy ability, and they have some pretty mean teeth on them. So 80 pounds, great for most, but if you're going to go out and you're going to target that big bluefin, you do want to have your 130-pound setup with you.
I would say the one thing that is so that you nailed so perfectly was talking about how what escape artists they are, and when that fish comes up to color, after you've been pulling on the thing for an hour and you're tired and okay, there it is, I can see it, and it's just about to be over, and you look down and the fish is not on its side, spinning circles. It's straight up and down, and you see it flaring its gill plates and shaking its head, and they just, maybe they don't make the run after another extended, big, gnarly, long runs like a yellowfin, but man, they are just, they're the worst when they're up next to the boat, shaking their head and spitting hooks and chewing you off, because you nailed it. They got gnarlier sets of teeth. They're tough, and there's nothing that gives you the, oh, we're in for it. For the next few minutes, we're in for it. This thing is not ready to give up yet.
The pucker factor in that last 50 feet is just unreal. And you're talking about some of these fish on the kite, and we're talking about the same thing on break, where you get this thing, you're fishing, a 400-pound leader on a big setup, and you have it coming, and you get it right next to the boat, and the thing, perks up and bolts and almost pulls the guy over the side, breaks off, and some of it, you got to give that fish some credit. That fish,
they get to win sometimes.
What a humbling experience. And in some cases, you look at the guy, and the guy's been down on his knees pulling on this fish for the last half hour, and it's not uncommon to see the tear come out, and you're like, man, that's one badass fish.
Yeah, no doubt. Sometimes they get to win. Hey, Tom, appreciate the phone call very much. Great job. Hey, I want to tech a real quick thing. Mike Lum sent us a message and want to remind me, and I think it goes without saying, a very, very fun event coming up. Tuna Wars 4, the trip is going to be prime time this year. It's June 28th and 29th, and Tribute has seen amazing success both in great catching during that time, and you've been just an awesome supporter about this great opportunity. And this year, I know Captain Paul Hebert's going to join you again on the Tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be great times, and it's such a cool opportunity, and all of the money made on those trips goes to Friends of Rollo, and it does nothing but helps Cakes Kids Fishing. And Mike wanted us to mention what an awesome supporter you have been since the beginning of the event, and it's going on again this year.
We started it 4 years ago. It started with just the Tribute, and it's carried on. There's been some other boats involved, and we have won it 3 times. Well, I guess the first time doesn't count, but we did take it last year. It's a very fun, really just a great charity, and keeping the kids fishing with us and donating to the Friends of Rollo. But it's a chance to come out and meet the guys from Wicked Tuna. And Paul has fished with me 3 different times now, and I think we get him back this year.
That's cool.
A great character. He's fun to fish with, and definitely look forward to it.
That's going to be a blast. So if you want more information, go to CaptainRollos.org. Again, CaptainRollos.org. There's info already up on the website, and it's not too early to sign up, and a very fun time. And the best part of all of that is not getting to go fishing. It's not getting to hang out and rub elbows with Captain Paul Hebert. Although those are great parts, you're sending your money to a great cause and sending kids out fishing. And, again, a great opportunity and a good time on the boat for sure. Hey, once you catch them, you got to be able to cook them, and that's exactly what we're going to do with our buddy Yanni, who's on the line from Fisherman's Belly. What's up, Yanni?
God, good morning. What a great show today.
We're having a blast, buddy. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
We're anxious to hear about another great recipe, though, from Fisherman's Belly.
Well, you know what? I've been listening to the show this morning, and I know Pete's down in Mexico, and I've been listening and trying to hear some news about halibut, and I haven't heard word one. And I'll tell you what, I've got some great buddies for many, many years at Team Sewer, and they've been hustling all winter long, and they've been producing halibut, and I know a lot of other people have been catching halibut. So I got my hands on fresh halibut, and I created a beer-battered halibut tostada. And because I just absolutely love Mexican food. But what's really cool about this particular recipe is I've got so many tips and tricks and secrets in this recipe. Just as a quick example, my pico de gallo, it's like no other. It's got honey and chipotle. My refried beans are cooked in beer. And I also teach everyone the ins and outs of perfect beer-battered fish And lastly, I show everybody how to make their own homemade tostadas.
I love it. I love it. You do such a fantastic job with your videos, Yanni, on fishermansbelly.com. They're very easy to follow. It's step by step. If there's a guy that's slightly lame in the kitchen like myself or very advanced like the guy sitting across from me, Mike, is that it on all levels, it really, you know, it can showcase your talents or it can teach you how to make it happen. And you do such a cool job. The website is just awesome.
Oh, thanks. You know, I just, you know, I fish, I cook, and I just love to share, and I really, really appreciate everything, the whole fishing community. I just love it.
Well, that's awesome. So if somebody wants to do that one, beer-battered halibut tostadas with your famous pico de gallo, how do we find that? Where do we find all the opportunities to see all the good cooking things you got going on, Yanni?
Well, my new recipe, of course, is on my website, fishermansbelly.com. And my new video is on my YouTube channel, Fisherman's Belly Channel. So go to those places, join our community, and learn how to cook your fish better.
Great job, Yanni. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
You bet. Take care, buddy. You guys.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Thanks, Yanni. Thanks a lot for that. Phones are still packed up. We're jumping right back into them. This time, we're going to talk to Gary, calling from Long Beach. What's up, Gary? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
A quick comment, Mike. I was the guy that on a day a year or so ago, we were on Bigger Yellowfin, and I wimped out like I've become a wimp. And you and the crew, I think it was you that was running the boat that day. You guys got the boat to the fish to gaff. You brought it back to the stern. The fish flipped off, and you took off your clothes and jumped in the water to clear it from the stern. I don't know if you remember that day.
That does happen on occasion.
I'm not sure if it was you, but anyway, that was a super fun day. Bigger Yellowfin right off San Clemente Island. And anyway, I was just curious about the troll yellowfin. Is it my imagination, or am I a bit in the wrong class at school or whatever? There's been so little troll yellowfin. Do you have any comment about that or any opinion about that?
You know, it's just cycles. Whatever they're feeding on, there's a lot of different possibilities. This last year, especially with that bluefin fishing, there's very little trolling done. We do troll all the time. There's times where we're trolling, we're dragging a yummy flyer on the kite. I mean, there's a lot going on. Whatever this year did not seem to be very stellar as far as trolling, or any action on the troll. If we get back into the albacore swing of things, that completely changes. You know, you got people fighting over their trolling spots, and this year is like there was times where you said, you know, we have to get some trolling rods out, whether, you know, you want to stand by it or, you know, get a crew member back there to watch it. But this year, you're right. I mean, and even last year, it seems like our yellowfin catch, you know, as far as the troll goes, seems like it's been pretty minimal. So I don't know. They're still there. But I think a big part of that is the amount of bluefin fishing we've done this year. I think it just kind of takes away from, you know, driving around and trolling for yellowfin.
Perversions on the line. I always stick a troll out there just for fun, you know. And,
you never
but
know.
A comment, you guys, I heard rumors that you guys were a good boat, good crew and everything, and totally confirmed on my part. Your crew was really fun. I had I fished two or three times you guys the last couple of years.
That was
really
fun.
It was a good deal. It was fun.
Awesome. Great phone call, and like you say, I can't agree with you more. There's nothing like hearing the clicker go off. If that doesn't get your adrenaline going on when you're out fishing on a sport boat, trolling around, if the clicker going off doesn't get your adrenaline right, you need some golf clubs. You need to do something because there's nothing that spikes you like that.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, especially being up in the wheelhouse. I mean, my wheelhouse is probably 65 feet from the transom, and when you hear big ones hit. Whether it's, you know, we haven't seen any real big eye fishing in quite a while, but some of those big yellowfin, you're sitting up there, and you know it when they're good ones, and you hear them go off. And, yeah, I go running down the stairs just as excited as anybody that's trolling. I mean, yeah, and you also have that what is it.
No doubt.
The what is it factor for some reason on the troll seems to be greater than anything, especially when they're big ones and you can't get them, and you lose it. You're like, what was
that?
Yeah,
was that a big marlin?
Sea monster.
Did I hook a big eye? Was that the one? That's pretty darn cool. Hey, let's jump back into them. Gus in Burbank, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Gus.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
My horn is in the case. I'm just getting over a cold, so I can't play yet.
All good.
I owe you one.
All right, I'll take it. I appreciate it. How are you, Gus? Good morning.
Excellent. I have a question. When you're in this bluefin mode, and it's kind of picky, you know, and sometimes you're getting some of these smaller grade and, you know, maybe up to 70 or 80 pound fish. What would be the smaller gear that you're comfortable seeing anglers use? I recently just geared up, you know, with a Talica 25 2-speed, but I'm wondering, what about on the smaller side? What are you more what are you comfortable seeing guys use?
Well, you know what, with the technology and reels now, I mean, there's the ability to land big fish on small tackle has never been, you know, a bigger thing. It's, we always say in most cases you want to fish the heaviest tackle possible just so you have a better chance at landing it. But some of the technology and some of these small two-speed reels now, I mean, you can fish a ton of drag, you can hold a ton of spectra, a small, you know, wind-on or top shot, something like that. You know, it really depends on what's around. And the best thing to do would just be ask us or, you know, keep an eye on our Facebook page or whatever it might be, but check before the trip. I mean, if there's a chance of hooking 150-pound fish, you don't want to be on a small, you know, setup with 30-pound. Just if you have to, and a lot of times, first thing in the morning, we start out heavy. And I, like I said earlier on, the flat fall has just been unreal. I mean, there was swordfish caught on it this year. There's OPA, everything.
Countless 200-pound bluefins.
Oh, just,
100-pound,
yeah. It's crazy how versatile that's come. And usually, like, first thing in the morning, we start out with heavy gear. You're a lot more likely to get bit on heavy gear in the dark. Then once it starts to lighten up, we'll drop down to line size. But my initial suggestion would be to start heavy first thing in the morning. And if you have to, then you can scale down throughout the day. And, you know, chances of hooking a bigger fish on light gear, you're kind of rolling the dice on that one and just hope for the best. But, you know, I would check before you get on a trip, because what might be light gear one trip is not light gear the next trip.
I know C4 Sport Fishing kind of pioneered renting the premium tackle, Talica
12,
2-speeds, 40 and 50 pound. In general, would you say that's about as light as a guy would ever want to go on potentially big fish? You know, fish over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a 2-speed outfit, a lever drag, you know, things like that.
You don't want to do it to yourself. I mean, yeah, you can still land 100-pound bluefin on a pin 4-0 and a long rod, but
you don't have to.
You don't have to anymore. You have the gear, the technology, and you know it's a humbling experience to watch somebody. And I one of my common phrases, I'm like, you guys paid to do this. You paid to come out here and get your
punishment.
Butt completely kicked by a fish. I mean, you might as well enjoy it.
There you go. Gus, great phone call. Appreciate it very much, and thanks for the kind words on the birthday. Appreciate it, buddy. How about next up, we talk to Bob from Simi Valley. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I want to say that I fished the Holiday back in the 80s and 90s, and I'll tell you what, outstanding fishing platform, flat, low to the water, just very, very comfy. Huge side passages there. You get past the other anglers. Outstanding. Looking forward to fishing it again.
Oh, yeah, having that room up the side is, you don't realize it on certain boats. I've spent time on a lot of big boats. Like I said, I ran the XL for a while, giant boats. And then you get on a smaller boat where trying to slide by somebody is such a chore. And you get really temporarily intimate with them when you're trying to get by them. But having that room up the side where you get two or three people by each other is huge. I mean, it is. I look at every time I walk up the side of the boat, I smile at that. And now the bow is going to have more room because of the removal of our bay tank and having that seat up there. So it's gotten the stern bay tank is actually smaller dimensions but holds more bait, so the stern's been opened up as well.
Awesome.
Outstanding. Listen, a couple questions. What do you think about guys bringing their own flight or kite rigs? And also, in case those elusive longfin actually show, what's the boat policy on fishing the slide, and how does the boat slide?
The boat slides extremely well, and we fish the slide with everything. I know some of the long-range boats, the Excel in particular, you could not fish the slide because it slid for 100 yards, 200 yards, whatever it might be, and by the time the boat actually came to a stop, everybody would be in a giant tangle. The boat slides very well. We do fish the slide. And as far as the kite gear, as far as you bring in your own rod and reel setup that you want to use, by all means, as far as you bring in your own kite, I would say no, we'll just use our gear. Getting the kite up with a bunch of people on the boat, trolling, trying to fish the kite and look for fish at the same time, for the most part, it's an absolute nightmare. I mean, there is times where we had our kite up, we have our gear up, we do have rod holders on the upper deck. We have a very, very nice setup as far as our kite fishing goes. You can have a rod in the kite holder, you have your kite rod in the holder as well. But when you go to turn on a spot of fish and you turn into the wind and you're trying to say wind in the trolling rods, wind in the kite, there's a deckhand trying to get the kite in before it goes in the water, it's just absolute mayhem for a very short period of time. So as far as, you know, using our kite setup, it's recommended. But if you have your own heavy gear that you want to have out on the kite and it's your turn, then by all means, bring it.
All right. Hey, good call, man. Appreciate the question. We got about 30 seconds. We're going to sneak one more in there. Ben from Rancho Santa Margarita. You got a quick question for Mike, Ben?
I do. I was limited out on the tribute earlier this year, and I appreciate it. I'm wondering if I had an hour or two a week to improve my skills at home, what could I do?
You know what? I would say, and there's almost no way to prep for pulling on big fish that I've ever seen. You can spend all the time in the gym you want, but going out and casting, going to a park, if you want to get specific, like they have it at the Fred Hall show, you can take a hula hoop and see if you can, you know, pitch or cast into some, you know, a small area. Or, I mean, really, I think it's fun to take dog toys out, tie them onto a jig stick and wing them and have your dog chase them. But that'd be a way to go out and, you know, get a school, park, wherever you can, get out there and start winging a jig or, well, something preferably without a hook on it. But as far as casting, perfecting your casting abilities, that'd be a good way to go.
That's a really good call, especially with all the big gear that we've used these last couple of years. You know, it's one thing to be able to cast your Trinidad 20 and 30-pound, but it's a whole other thing to cast a big reel, an 80-pound and 100-pound. That's a really, really good tip. Ben, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing aboard the Tribute. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, The CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on board the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing is Mario in Rancho Cucamonga. Mario, congratulations. I'm telling you, you are going to love fishing on the Tribute. Mike, I can't believe that 2 hours went by that fast and it's already over, but great job. So much great stuff to talk about and so many cool things you got going up between the sponsored trips, the Tuna Wars trips, all the great things you do. Obviously, Colinette coming up, all this great bluefin fishing. If somebody wants to fish in, go fishing with you. We talked about it before. You do an awesome job updating all your social medias and on here. What's the best way for us to keep in touch with the Tribute and find out how to go fishing and what you got going on?
You can always go on tributesportfishing.com. I try to do a really good job as far as updating our Facebook page. It's just Tribute Sport Fishing. As far as taking a look at our schedule, tributesportfishing.com, you can go on to seaforthlanding.com and take a look at the boat profile from there or any of our schedule. And you can always give the business a call if you're looking at doing charters. Like I said, there is still there's hard to say what prime charter dates are anymore,
yeah.
But it's 619-246-3114. That way, if you have a charter group, anywhere from 20 guys on up to 36, 40 guys, we can accommodate you.
Awesome. Great job, Mike. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at Fred Hall. And just want to, again, thank you for doing such a great job keeping us updated on here on Let's Talk Hookup. We love hearing the reports from the boat, and you do a great job, and we really appreciate it. And we appreciate you out there listening. We had a great show this weekend. We got another couple of great ones coming for you. Next Saturday, Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, and next Sunday, we're going to be live at Dana Landing for the big Bay Bass Seminar and Sale. Had a great time. Also want to say happy birthday to Jody. We just found out it's Jody's birthday also today, so happy birthday, Jody. Hey, we appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend right here on the Mighty 1090. And a big thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for keeping us rolling. All across.